I'm pretty disgusted, Matt. I haven't hidden away my disgust and hope that we wouldn't have independent observers in the Northern Territory and that we'd have an exemption. Overnight we're going to kill the buffalo industry, and that's not good enough. And I'm pretty sick and tired of the federal government's making decisions for everybody else that impact the NT more than anywhere else. And this is a huge impact on our buffalo industry, and will have an impact on our cattle industry as well.
Can you understand when people query why the exporters don't want observers on board to see buffalo, and that concern that maybe there is something to hide?
Oh, I don't think it's something to hide. I just want to put on a record what happened, with the sheep export out was just appalling and, not good enough. And what I'll always support in the Northern Territory and our exporters out and our producers is that, first of all, we have very, very high animal welfare standards. We've had a government who we've committed nearly $5 million to new Berrima export yards to NT live exporters. We have short haul journeys of 6 to 8 days to our clients in Indonesia, Vietnam and Malaysia. So when people say, have we got something to hide, the industry got something to hide, I'll defend the industry around that because we have such high standards, and it's purely a decision made from the federal government that has such huge impacts on the Northern Territory. And, and also on another thing...
Has it been explained well to you why exporters don't want observers to be on board with buffalo? Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, what I was just going to say, what has been explained to me is the impact, obviously, in on the trade, in that, buffalo trade will stop overnight because of the cost, the extra cost. But also about being on the boat is that if you're getting an independent observer, and I think really basically explain to me is that if you get an independent observer on the boat, you've got to take a handler, somebody who's experienced with that animal, with that beast, take them off to make room for the independent observer who we don't know will have any experience in that industry and obviously can't participate in helping that animal or monitoring that animal to the standard they want. So you're putting on an independent observer who has no experience with the buffalo, and you're taking somebody off who has. That just doesn't make sense. And as I said, I'll always support the industry because we have such high animal welfare standards in the Territory.
I understand the concerns about the buffalo industry were actually raised in Parliament this week, yes?
Yes. I did a question and got a Dorothy Dixer in Parliament to explain the impacts and highlight what is happening. We've had seals come out, Australia's largest live exporters come out and say they will stop buffaloes. And they mentioned the safety of taking somebody off with experience off the boat and putting somebody who doesn't have that experience. We've had the NT Chamber of Commerce come out about the impact on the industry. And, of course, Louise Bilardo, the CEO of NT Buffalo Industry, coming out and saying you're going to collapse and destroy the industry overnight. And also saying the impact...
And your opposition to independent observers, do you feel it's gaining any traction with your federal counterparts?
Well, I would, if I'm speaking honestly, Matt, and I'm always very open and transparent myself, and I would say no, but we've got to keep fighting for this. Instead of writing letters, I've been down to see the minister face-to-face. I didn't get much joy there, but I did reiterate and relay the concerns of the industry about this. I've been on the front foot from the get-go around this, and, for me, I'm really glad that seals have come on board, NT Chamber of Commerce, and now the buffalo industry are right behind this push to get an exemption because it has serious impacts. And for me as the minister, I just see an industry could be destroyed from a decision down south. And really importantly, we're going to lose some local jobs, and that concerns me. And we're going to lose local people working these jobs who've worked in this industry for tens of years.
Still on live exports, the Moss Review was released yesterday, 31 recommendations. The federal government's going to act on all of them. So there's now going to be an Inspector General of live animal exports. That's a new role. And the Animal Welfare Branch is going to be reinstated. So that's more regulation. Are you against that as well?
No, look, I welcome support. Most of the Moss live export review they've had. Anything that's going to make sure there's high standards of animal welfare and independent people doing that, that's fine on a broader scale. I think this is all obviously the reaction to the sheep and the sheep issue they had. And, you know, I welcome most of it. There is a bit in that review that gives me an avenue to approach the minister again, and that's around the independent observers. And it said that one of the recommendations was to develop an automatic data capture system for livestock vessels. I hope this is somewhere where we could get in there to link, saying we don't need independent observers. Get this...
use technology this instead.
Yeah, this new technology. You know, I was over in Indonesia a couple of months ago and seeing live footage of feedlots and abattoirs in Malaysia and the Philippines while sitting in Indonesia. So the technology's out there. It's time to move forward. But it is a slight opportunity for us to say, well, why don't we bring this in on our short hauls instead of bringing in independent observers?
The Moss report was a really damning review of the Federal Department of Ag and its role as a regulator, and it brought up this idea that there's a culture of fear when it comes to reporting on animal welfare issues. I wanted to ask you the question, are you worried that a similar culture might exist in your own Department of Primary Industry, that there's NT department workers listening to the Country Hour right now who are scared to speak up about issues they might be seeing in the trade?
Not that I'm aware of. Of course, being a minister, it'll work its way up, but I haven't heard anything. I pride myself on all my relationships I've built over the last 6 years and probably most of my life in the Territory, and people come and speak to me all around the place when I'm walking around or meet with me, and I haven't heard anything. I don't think we have that whatsoever. I always encourage people if they see anything around animal welfare. I mean, we've just passed the new animal welfare, animal protection bill regarding strengthening animal welfare. Anybody, and I always encourage this, anybody sees anything or wants to talk to me about something they've seen or they're worried about, if, you know, to contact me straight away and contact my office. I have no and have not received any complaints or concerns regarding our animal welfare people, and you know, I'd be shocked if that's the case.
Thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today.
No worries. Thank you, Matt.